Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Welcome, gentlemen, to Lesson 22 of the Mastering Your Masculinity. So let's go ahead and move into this. So this is Part 6. This would be Benchmark 3. This is the expansive benchmark. So let's go here. So the expansive benchmark at the corner between autonomy, which is at the very bottom of our map, and courage, which is on the left side, is the benchmark called expansive. Expansive is found where the commodities of freedom, that's at the bottom, and vulnerability, that's on the side with courage, meet. So autonomy and freedom are on one side, and courage and vulnerability on the other. At first glance, it doesn't seem to really fit into the masculine life. This is because we've been taught that vulnerability is verboten to men. But as you know from what I think, nothing could be further from the truth, and the concept of expansive will show this. A man experiences freedom in this quadrant in that he moves with intention into his world. This is about courage in that this free movement and action requires facing uncertain outcomes and fearful possibilities with courage. The term that I use here is expansive. Expansive means that a man is active, empowered, or free. His presence is expansive. It moves and grows as he makes a positive difference and influences his world with purpose. He moves into his world by penetrating and creating life with his presence, voice, and strength. The people around him experience an active, decisive, and influential force. His life experience expands into the world as his influence grows. An expansive man is a man with direction. Although he will enter restful moments, of course he's going to rest at times, you will often find the expansive man moving into, going toward, pursuing, and actively creating things with freedom and intent. Even though he engages intentionally with the domestic aspects of life, he's not domesticated and maintains a certain untamed wildness. He often desires adventure and the unknown. He loves variety and imagination. His life is continually expanding into greater presence and influence. He creates a life of thriving for himself and for those around him. This aspect of masculinity does. It's not comfortable with being done to. Being active and initiating action and making things happen is what it means to be doing life. Sitting back passively, watching life go by, and allowing things to happen without any influence does not fit the expansive masculine soul. Here's a short quote from Woody Allen. 80% of life is just showing up. So this is about showing up. Expansive means to grow, move into, penetrate, or to build influence. This is actually how a man's body has been designed. Our penis represents this metaphor very, very well. It's designed to grow bigger and harder and then penetrating into an empty space, all the while planting seeds of life. So it is with a man's life. Expansive means to create something out of nothing. Where there is only potential or sometimes even nothing, his influence of courageously entering into the void and creating something is an act of godlike creativity. This requires great courage and vulnerability since you are entering into the unknown or uncertainty. That's the void. There's no proof that there's going to be any positive outcome, only your desire to make something great happen. Initially, a man will have no proof that he has what it takes, or if he'll measure up. But as he pursues this, his confidence will follow that courage. These great unsettled questions make the endeavor to be expansive. It requires courage to even start. This is why many men sit on the sidelines, neglecting this powerful part of their souls. They're fearful that they may be found out to be a fraud or a poser, which incidentally is highly unlikely if they actually give it a go. So this is a quote from Tim Ferriss. Quote, "My life expands or contracts in direct proportion to my courage." Unquote. That's Tim Ferriss. Men desire to give the fullness of their personal gifts to all who are around them, which creates a deep legacy that will last long after they're gone. Creating a different life for your loved ones is a profound passion for most men, as we talked about in Quadrant 1, the Provider and the Protector. Along with creating spaces of safety and well-being, men also look outward with vision of something more. This vision for something more may be for family or community, but often it's just for him. It's just for him because he desires to go into, to penetrate, to see, or to experience life to the fullest. Often, we will mock a young man's desire to jump off a cliff in Switzerland in a wingsuit, but we will still be in awe when we watch the video when it comes out on YouTube. But it's not just jumping off a cliff. It's also going deeper into deeper scientific research towards subatomic places, or developing a new technology from crazy ideas, or considering exploration of the stars. It's entering into a wilderness and seeing things few men have seen, or pursuing the wildlife in the wilderness. It's gaining proficiency at relationship by hiring a relationship coach or reading books or listening to podcasts because you want to grow in your relational influence. It's creating a business or a new way to do anything. In his essence, a man has a deep desire to move into, to discover, to experience. This is what it means to be expansive, to take his autonomous self and, with courage and vulnerability, move into spaces that he has not yet explored. From these experiences, his life will expand. His confidence will expand. His self-image will expand. His relationships will expand. And ultimately, his influence will expand. He will become a bigger person. Expansiveness moves a man into discomfort, and discomfort exposes us to what we fear the most. And this in turn grows up a man into maturity and develops mastery in his life. There's no other way to grow or to expand. You must embrace your deepest fears and expose yourself to the things that have haunted you your entire life. That's why it's about courage. Here's a quote from Zan Perion. Quote, "The size of your problems is the size of your life." Unquote. Rather than avoid and escape when faced with uncomfortable experiences, the expansive life moves into them with courage and faces those uncomfortable experiences head on. This is where you live life, and this is where you grow. The expansive life is a life which engages in vulnerability in that you choose to put yourself into situations which will stretch you toward personal growth and increasing influence. You'll never be expansive without exposing yourself to certain situations which create discomfort or represent your deepest fears, like possible rejection, intimate or difficult conversations, potential conflict, increasing the tension, keeping an open heart, speaking from your heart, or exposing yourself to things that you fear, like heights, or, like I said, rejection. Remember that vulnerability is high risk. It takes courage to be vulnerable, and that is required as you move into the open, uncertain spaces. As you do this, you will continually expand your personal capabilities and influence. Expansive means that a man is active, empowered, free, and influencing with purpose, penetrating and moving into his world, creating the life that he wants, and moving with intent with the people around him. Expansive is epic. It's a great journey of a hero, of the entrepreneur, of the explorer. Most importantly, it's the journey of every man who desires to be a man. Expansive describes the greatest stories that we've ever heard. It's Queequeg experiencing the madness of Ahab. It's Frodo climbing Mount Doom. It's Jesus facing death for all of mankind. You can think of your favorite stories, fiction or nonfiction. They all have expansive and epic, which go way beyond the normal life. Expansive describes every small choice each man makes, essentially because it's a choice. Choice is the movement out into the world and into action. Even if it's the choice to get out of bed, or to shave, or to brush your teeth, it's a choice. Choice puts you into a creator position and not a victim posture. Choice comes out of our agency and being a person with responsibility and ownership. You can choose to sit. You can choose to stand. What will it be? Each small choice that you make is where expansive thrives or dies. Let's look at the muscles of Benchmark 3, the explorer and the initiator. So reflecting on the concept of expansive, the two expansive muscles are the explorer and the initiator. These muscles are found between autonomy and courage and are expressed through the commodities of freedom and vulnerability. The expansive quadrant and leaning toward the side of autonomy and freedom is the explorer muscle. Exploring has been a significant aspect in the lives of men from the beginning of time. It's an ancient calling which speaks into a deep sense of needing to see the world or anything that has not been seen yet. As you read history, you may have been enthralled with some of the earliest explorers, Marco Polo, Leif Erikson, Neil Armstrong, Ernest Shackleton, just to name a few of those adventurers. Those who have left home to chart a new territory, opening new lines of trade, or going where no man has gone before. They all hold a dear place in our lives and our history. There's something that resonates deeply and connects us when we remember these great people. But there is even more to exploring than discovering new lands. Some of the greatest explorers were inventors, or writers, or mathematicians, or engineers. Scientists and researchers are exploring constantly. Just because Thomas Edison did not leave his lab doesn't mean he did not do an incredible exploration. Consider the quest to understand the world at the atomic or quantum levels. They dive into the smallest nano thing, and that's an exploration at its finest. Just as considering the stars, nebulas, and galaxies is exploration on a grand scale, looking into the smallest world is exploration as well. Exploring could be exploring inward realities. For you personally, as you read the Solid Man materials, you're on an exploration for the truth about your soul. It's a quest. It's exploring what you're made of and who you truly are. Self-discovery is a very, very considerable act of the explorer. Part of your quest could be exploring deeper into your relationships and how to make a living. Wait, not make a living. Okay, exploring deeper into your relationships and how you came to be living like you are. Thinking about your family of origin or various choices you made in life are all part of your personal exploration. It could be an intentional pursuit of your woman, finding the nuances of who she is and how she thinks and what she needs. Exercising this muscle could be traveling or visiting new places. It could be going into the wilderness, hunting, hiking, or fishing. It could be finding new places to eat, or new beers, or new wine, or new cigars, whatever. It could be finding a new way to do things, or new places to run. It could be exploring with different ways to have sex, or to kiss your wife. It could be taking up new things to master, like a musical instrument or a martial art. It could be finding that very cool artist that really fits your style, or going to a new part of town you've never been, or building a relationship with a culture you've never encountered. An entrepreneur is on a continual exploration of discovering new avenues of influence in business, or new ways to create wealth, or new ways to be generous. There are a million ways to expand your explorer muscle. But there's only two things that are really required. First, curiosity. And two, get your butt out there. So here's some more ways that the explorer is defined. The word penetrating. As I said earlier, our physical being is quite the metaphor for how a man is actually designed to move into his world and plant seeds of life. It's penetration. In this way, the explorer moves into, enters, takes his presence into the world, enjoys the pleasure of moving into and bringing life, reaching out, pursuing, life-giving, pushes through, appropriately forceful, breaks new ground, sexually competent, and being responsible. I know this is somewhat risque, but it's a significant way that a man makes his difference in the world, by penetrating. Adventurous. That's the next word. The explorer faces fear, leans into uncertainty, finds new paths, looks for new frontiers, is ready for anything. He's prepared, pushes into risk, is appropriately risky, he is equipped for the journey, embraces mystery and the unknown, and has a strong sense of sacred or aspects of life that have deep and profound meaning. He knows his life is a journey in which he will never make the destination, so he will find enjoyment and pleasure in the process of discovery and experience along the way. Magnanimity. Can't even say that. Magnanimity. Magnanimity. Can't even say it. Joseph Piper says this, quote, "Magnanimity is the expansion of the spirit toward great things. One who expects great things of himself and makes himself worthy of it is magnanimous." Unquote. The explorer is magnanimous as he follows and allows his spirit to influence and expand into life. His presence grows day by day, eventually becoming a blessing to all who know him. His personal generosity of spirit and joy is like a good virus in his community, which brings confidence and empowerment to all. Next is the word play. I think Dr. Brené Brown defines play accurately when she says play is doing something where you lose track of time. So this means you could be doing anything, a game, a project, a conversation, exercising, reading, whatever. It's play if you're enjoying yourself so much that you're not aware of time, or how much time has elapsed. The explorer often is engaging in activities that are play. Even if it's working or doing something that takes great effort, it's play if you lose track of time. And play with an element of danger or risk is central to being the explorer. So our big words here: penetrating, adventurous, magnanimity, play. And here's a couple other words to describe the explorer. The explorer by nature is also curious, inquisitive, intentional, moving into, pursuing, embracing mystery, embracing the sacred, humorous, fun, getting out there, travels, courageous, daring, bold, playful, a man of action, spatially aware, and free. The explorer TLA is PTV. PTV, our three-letter acronym, Penetrate the Void. PTV, Penetrate the Void. I've spoken much of the void in Pillar 2. That's what Pillar 2 is all about. The void is that place of uncertainty, emptiness, limitation, or death. It's that space where nothing, where there is nothing. It's the unknown. It's mystery. Mastering your masculinity depends on your willingness to allow the void to become a good friend as you embrace it regularly and entering into the void with intention. Remember, the void creates men. The void creates confident men. So penetration is the act of moving into something, sometimes even forcefully. It has an obvious sexual connotation, as the penis, being hard, would penetrate a vagina. It's an apt metaphor, but it's so much more, as I was explaining before. The explorer seeks to penetrate the world, or life in general, by moving into it with intention, vigor, and playfulness. He seeks to discover and see what there is to see. He seeks to experience all there is to experience. Some call this sucking the marrow out of life. Not sure where that came from, but I think earlier in the world, the marrow was a very, very high nutritious meal. And so getting all you can out of your meal is getting all you can out of life. The explorer wants to find out what it means to live wholeheartedly and fully. The explorer seeks to create something out of nothing. Penetrating means to move into spaces that did not exist before in an act of creation. It may be creating a family, creating a business, creating a team, or creating a safe environment for those you love. It may be creating justice where there was injustice. Where there was nothing, your intentional actions make something. The explorer will face obstacles as he penetrates the world. Expect significant pushback as you move. This is the normal procedure. Your woman will test you. Nature will test you. Your resolve will be tested. You're going to be asked, what are you made of? Will you give in? What really brings true meaning and value in your life? Will you push through the obstacle? So penetrate the void, PTV, with courage, intent, and passion. The next muscle is the initiator muscle. So in the expansive quadrant, but leaning toward the side of courage and vulnerability, is the initiator muscle. The initiator is very top, near the top hemisphere. That has to do with relationship, but is still on the autonomy side. This means while the initiator predominantly has to do with independence and autonomy, it does a lot of his work in the realm of relationships. To initiate means to cause something to happen. The initiator is the agent or cause of actions, experiences, or types of environments. He's the cause of action or activity in that he has the courage to choose a certain path of action. He is the cause of experiences in that he will be willing to create opportunities for living life to the fullest. He is the agent for creating environments of fun, safety, or justice. We have a very limited amount of power and control in life. We talked about that with the commodities. And really, we can only control ourselves. And only some of what happens in our environment. We can choose to act, not act, or choose how to act. We can choose to make and hold space for a certain thing, like a conversation, a loving act, or just a secure place to be. The initiator understands his limitations, but he takes full advantage of the power and control that he does have. As an influencer, the initiator can and will take the people around him to new and exciting places of love, experience, and play. He is open and vulnerable with his heart to those closest to him. Courage is the primary aspect of the initiator. He is willing to face his fears and move in spite of those fears. He understands that negative things like rejection could be a possibility, but he moves ahead regardless. He will start a difficult conversation. He will ask for help when needed. He will flirt, and he will ask for what he needs and what he wants. He makes things happen. Here are some other ways the initiator is defined: active and engaging. So the initiator moves and goes and makes things happen. He does it and gets it done. He's helpful, emotionally present, affectionate, humorous, and fun. He collaborates and partners with others as a good teammate and leader. He's appreciative, responsive, interactive, interdependent, reliant, asks for help, and is good at teamwork because he knows it's one of the best ways to get things done. He blesses others, speaks clearly, and listens. The initiator ascertains what's going on around him and others he's with, and self-ascertains about what's going on inside of himself. He is an activator. The next is intentional and purposeful. The initiator hopes, dreams, and he's a visionary, leading and has a plan as he goes through each day. He creates and develops the life that he wants and makes it so. He's willing to take the gamble as a lover, an influencer, as an entrepreneur. He develops mastery in many areas of life. He makes a legacy as he develops his career, building his family and serving his community. He lives at a balanced pace. He's responsible for his action, creates freedom for others and for himself. As life comes to a close, he finishes well. Life-giving. The initiator procreates as he begets generativity and creates love, family, and blessing. He is observant, aware, and speaks life in as many areas as he can. He's connected. He enlivens relationships through his personal generosity. He is culturally aware and begets freedom, protects innocence, and creates environments for growth and innocence as he places self in positions to protect and provide. He creates life out of chaos, bringing order to situations in which he is present. The Greek word eunomonia fits him well, which means creating a life of thriving and happiness. So our words that we got for the initiator: active and engaging, intentional, purposeful, life-giving, and here's some other words. So the initiator is also a starter, intentional, purposeful, action-oriented, a presider, observant, aware, self-confronting, emotionally present, affectionate, reaching, touching, teacher, captain, focused, partners, awake, present, and makes you so glad that he's chosen you. So let's go to the initiator TLA. So the three-letter acronym for initiator is Make Shit Happen, MSH. MSH, make shit happen. The initiator makes things happen in his life. He's a starter. He has intent. He follows through and gets stuff done. He's reliable. You can count on him. You want this man on your team. If the zombie apocalypse happened, you would want this guy to be with you because he makes shit happen. Women love this type of man because they don't have to always make decisions. They don't have to guess what he wants or needs. They don't have to be responsible. Your woman can rest and enjoy the ride because you're making what needs to happen happen. MSH, make shit happen. Let's look at the archetype for this quadrant. Like any of the other archetypes, there are many different things that you can think of when you consider the idea of creator. A creator makes something out of nothing. I've spoken of this before, but the most important aspect of a creator is the concept of ex nihilo. This is a Latin word. X is for Latin for out of. Just like the English word exit, going out of something, nihilo means nothing, just like nihilism, which means the belief in nothing, or annihilate, to make something into nothing. Biblical scholars use this term to describe how God, the Creator, created our world, ex nihilo, out of nothing. The Creator archetype goes back to the beginning of time and makes something out of nothing. Our greatest inventors, writers, imaginative minds have been able to make something out of nothing. Think about it. Tolkien created Middle-earth with all the history, language, religion, culture, and peoples. Da Vinci created the Mona Lisa and many other inventions. Benjamin Franklin created cultural ideas as well as inventions. The Creator is one who takes nothing and makes something. So our big question here is, what exists in this world because you exist? That's a great question. What exists in this world because you exist? Let that one marinate for a while. Let it rest on you. Think about it. At the end of your life, what would you love to see? An answer, you'd be able to answer that question in a powerful way. What exists in this world because you exist? Becoming a creator requires that you know that you have the capacity to create, that you have been designed to make something out of nothing. This is our design. This is the thing in us since we have been made in the image of God. God's a creator, so embracing the archetype of creator is a godly endeavor. Becoming a father is becoming a creator. Your kids did not exist before you did what you needed to do to connect your seed to an egg. Remember the idea of penetration? There it is. This is the same as you create a family. There's now a group of people who live together that never was there before. You can make your family become what you want it to be. Your family of origin may have had characteristics that you did not appreciate. Now you have the influence to make your own family become what you want it to be. The Creator takes up the cause of creating life and then moving life toward thriving. His voice is powerful as he actually speaks life into the existence by saying what needs to be said, by blessing others, by saying no, by holding fast to what is right, and by standing up. His voice is influential and creates a space of safety and goodness. Any kind of art or mastery is in the realm of Creator. You can create music, stories, woodwork, houses, buildings, inventions, roads, ideas, photos, paintings, sculpture, events, businesses, a new way to play football or any sport, new laws, curriculum, apps, software. The list is endless and is only limited by your passion. Art usually comes up from the deep desire to make things more beautiful. Paintings are obvious to this, but engineering a bridge is as well. Or creating a device that would help someone with type 1 diabetes to thrive is creating beauty as well. So beauty and thriving are significant goals of the Creator. Mastery is similar, since equipping yourself to become proficient in any endeavor, let's say guitar playing, being an electrician, running, coaching, speaking, martial arts, dancing, whatever it is how you become a stronger and more influential creator. What will you choose to master as you become a more powerful creator? Being a force for good is a man being a creator. Dr. Jordan B. Peterson challenges us with this question. Quote, are you tilting the world a little toward hell? Or a little toward heaven? Unquote. It's a simple question that challenges what kind of man we will be in the universe. A creator creates and makes something out of nothing. The evil man tilts things toward hell by making something into nothing. Redemptive creativity is another type of creating. Redemption is buying back something that was lost. Many of us have estranged relationships where we no longer interact with a family member or friend. This may be for good reasons where you set good boundaries, but usually broken relationships are not for healthy reasons. Redeeming the relationship and healing what is broken is the work of a creator. The creator also creates environments. He holds space to create safety, learning, healing, conversations, play, or fun. This can expand into highly influential arenas, creating a concert hall, safety for an entire nation, logistics for making sure food is available, or less grand, with just having a quiet family meal or a romantic moment with your woman. Consider the many ways that you can begin to expand your ability to create. What do you want to build? What would you want life to be for you or for your family? What do you want to make more beautiful? Let's look at the distortions of quadrant 3, the distortions of the expansive quadrant. So it has three main pitfalls: passivity, oblivious, and the domestic. These shadows of the expansive, exploring, initiating, creating, are really obvious in our world today. Most men don't have many experiences that follow the expansive path. Most men sit back and let life happen. Let's look at these three distortions. So passivity is described as a life that is frozen, paralyzed, disengaged, inactive, avoidant, or withdrawn. This is living a life that has no courage to face the vulnerabilities with all the risk that unfolds throughout life. Remember, it's not an accident that this quadrant is represented by penetration and metaphorically living with a hard-on. Therefore, the distortion is as though a man's frame or posture in life is flaccid or limp and unable to move into life with purpose and positive influence. So procrastination is the passive man's limp motivation. Let me read it again, because so many guys wrestle with procrastination. I want that to sink in a little bit. Procrastination is the passive man's limp motivation. Often a man will feel damned if I do, damned if I don't. So he just doesn't engage and he withdraws. He'll get pushback, tension, or face obstacles, but since he is dominated by the fear of rejection, or not getting it right, or not being life, he just removes himself from that potential failure by withdrawal or passivity, which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy and a failure to be masculine. As he sits back in fear, his life passes by and he misses his grand opportunities. But he's never too late to change that by getting his butt into the game. Next one is oblivious. This is described as a life that's intentionally or unintentionally being unaware or putting your head in the sand. The oblivious man is unaware of himself, his own internal workings, his own needs and wants, as well as unaware of the wants and needs of those around him. He's okay with the blue pill life and is rather uninterested in reality or truth or the very content that he thinks is reality and truth. The oblivious man is satisfied with not being aware, therefore not responsible for action or failure. He doesn't want ownership or responsibility, and since he's off the hook, his woman and others around him become over-responsible. So just like passivity, this is a fear-based posture which keeps a man disengaged, waiting, and withdrawn from life. The terminology, let's see if I even got this right, recently is to be woke, to have your eyes open to a way that things really are, or to clearly see and understand the experience of others that are different than you. I'm not sure anymore. When I wrote this, it's like that was what I thought it was, becoming more red pill, but it sure has morphed into something different. So kind of disregard the whole woke thing. But definitely becoming awake, alive, noticing, not being so oblivious. The third category is the domestic. And the domestic is to allow yourself to be tamed or to have your wildness driven from your soul. Masculinity has a strong sense of being wild or living freely. The wild man lives deeply within us and is suppressed by our culture as though there's something wrong or unsafe about the wild man. He was fine on the frontier of the Old West, but not here in town with the civilized folk. So he doesn't necessarily have a home, except in a cage. Most men live in a family context. the home or the domestic, swallows everything in its past and takes men with it. We get caught up in the logistics, the needs of the kids, the honey-do list, the keeping things going, that we lose a deep part of our soul, which is represented by this quadrant. I'm not saying that we don't engage in the domestic parts of life. That is a huge part of living. You got to. Of course, do the dishes, fix the plumbing, change the diapers, take your kid to soccer. But do not, under any circumstance, let the domestic steal your soul. The domestic takes hold by taking the easy path, following what you should do, making sure everyone else is happy with you, and having what a perfectly put together life looks like. That's how it takes over. It gets your attention on what seems to be the most important and then sucks you in. If you will develop an expansive life, you will need to face the domestic with intent and courage. The domestic is a great place to expand your life. You just can't let it take over your life. Because most men have never really considered what a life filled with expansive energy looks like, these three pitfalls or distortions are to be taken very, very seriously. You must consider how to change the entire trajectory of the way you live and then make it happen. Let's look at the benchmark of, let's look at the motto of benchmark number three, expansive. I am a man of action. I will move into life intentionally with courage, giving and experiencing as much of life and abundance that I can in all situations. I'll read it again since I fumbled through it a little bit. I am a man of action. I will move into life intentionally with courage, giving and experiencing as much of life and abundance that I can in all situations. So let's look at some steps to create and build expansiveness. So in the responsibility category, I am responsible for my life and I'll engage in strong personal boundaries. You are responsible for getting your butt out there, penetrating the void and making shit happen. No one else is going to go in the direction that you will go or do this the way you will do it. You have to make your own indelible mark in this world. So make it yours. You don't need permission to move or go. Just do it like you do it. Take responsibility. Self-care. To maintain personal integrity, I must engage in intentional and consistent self-care. As you engage in expansiveness, your well-being is of prime importance. Remembering the guy in the wingsuit shooting through a tiny arch in a video? Yeah, he's probably going to die young. As the saying goes, there are bold climbers and there are old climbers, but there's no old bold climbers. We can say that about wingsuit people. There are bold wingsuiters. There are old wingsuiters, but there's no old bold wingsuiters. They're gonna die young. So as you get out there and explore and initiate and create, be wise, choose well, prepare yourself well to whatever endeavor you seek. Get in shape and get the sleep you need, eat well, but make really good choices about your adventures. Balance. Keeping good balance in life will help me hold my center. If you choose to be a husband, father, keep a strong balance with your adventures in providing and protecting. If you remain single or kidless, just remember you have people who love you, so respect their desire to keep you safe. Give them regard, but don't let that keep you from moving and expanding. Let's look at our character comparison. So Jesus. So the concept of incarnation means that Jesus left heaven to join us on earth as a human being. I personally would classify that as expansive. So he does the explorer by coming into our world. He also pursues relationships with all the people of the world. So he does the initiator as well. Not to mention that he goes into the netherworld and faces death for all mankind. That's quite an adventure as well. It's said in the Bible that Jesus was a co-creator of the known world as it was created. As well, he continues to hold it together, which is a pretty crazy thought. So as a creator, he gets high marks. Maximus. Most of the story, it really involves him in situations that he has been forced into. Begins with him in a very high position at the right hand of Marcus Aurelius, which means that he had risen from soldier to commander to general, which is very expansive. He does amazing things in forced situations, which shows great prowess, but it doesn't give him much opportunity to expand. He did create a family. He created a really good team with the other gladiators, which is good. He did his best. William Wallace. So in the story, he just starts out as a love-struck young man, fresh from studying abroad. And in the end, he's one of the most influential leaders of Scotland. He moves passionately, intentionally, and expands his influence as the story progresses. He's high on the initiator. Maybe not so much with the explorer, but that's how the story goes. But he does make a lot happen. Aragorn. So Aragorn, definitely an expansive character. He starts off also as a ranger just protecting the Shire, and he initiates battle after battle and goes into the deepest dark places to gather the armies of the dead and finally marries an elven princess and is the king of all Gondor. It's pretty crazy. So other people. So pretty much any man who still lives in his mother's basement is a fail in this quadrant. We have a society of men who are passive and silent, who have a rough time initiating anything except with video games. And video games are just a counterfeit, expansive thing. Virtually any man can go and be a warrior, a king, and a creator. He can engage and initiate without fear. But as much as a video game can help a man feel like a man, it's still just a digital counterfeit experience. So let's see the group reflection questions for this quadrant. Well, let me go back to the whole thing of others that don't make it. Will Ferrell never makes it. His characters are always so horrible. I'll just say that again. So remember that quadrant 3 is at the crossroads of autonomy and courage, where we develop our vulnerability and expansiveness to move into our world. So the motto is, I am a man of action. I'll move into life intentionally with courage, giving and experiencing as much of life and abundance that I can in all situations. So the quadrant has the muscles of explorer and initiator. So the explorer quadrant is PTV, penetrate the void. And MSH is the initiator. TLA, make shit happen. Then it has the archetype of creator. So the questions that we have, so balancing the realities of high risk, vulnerability, and courage with autonomy and being the best version of yourself means that you will place yourself out into the dangerous world, whether that's through adventure, relationship, business, or just playing with life. It will be getting out there and creating the life that you want. In what ways have you been doing this? Or not. The expansive motto is, I am a man of action. I will move into life intentionally with courage, giving and experiencing as much of life and abundance that I can in all situations. How does that motto describe you? Being expansive is a life of moving and engaging with life, play, and danger. In what ways can you or have you built this kind of lifestyle? The muscle of explorer is being the kind of man who moves into places and spaces that not many have gone before. It could be the wilderness, a science experiment, a woman's heart, building an engineering marvel, or just about anything. In what ways have you been an explorer? What would you do that you would love to do as an explorer? The explorer acronym is penetrate the void, PTV, which means to move into empty spaces. For you, what comes to mind? What does penetrate mean, and what does the void mean to you? And what would it look like for you to penetrate the void? Developing the muscle of the initiator would be to start things, to get things going, or enter into the tension of difficult conversations. What have you started? What do you want to start? And what would be being an initiator look like? The initiator acronym is Make Shit Happen. If you were to do that in your life, if you were to do that, what would happen in your life that's not happening right now? And I think it's really important. I didn't include this in the questions, but the whole idea of how does make shit happen and being an initiator really challenge the procrastinator in you. The archetype of creator is becoming someone who takes his capabilities, skills, competency, and mastery and makes something out of nothing. Creating a family, creating a business, a computer process, building a building, a bridge, a satellite, a relationship, or a million other things. What have you created? What exists because you exist? And what do you want to create before you die? So take a look at your answers. Which stands out to you? So which of these concepts seem to be areas which need some work? List at least five. For each of those that you listed, think of three things you could do to become more confident with that concept. For instance, if you're not very good at initiating play, you could, start a monthly game night at your house, family and friends. You could invite a good friend to go camping. You could learn how to bow hunt. You could read a book on sex with your wife to learn new aspects of sexuality. Anything like that. So, what other insights do you have about this lesson? There's a lot in there. So, what reactions, what insights, what thoughts do you have? It's a really important part of this whole thing. Just learning a lot more about yourself, about creating, about really digging into this. Anyway, thanks for your time. Glad you listened in. And as always, stay solid, my friends.